Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Buzzer Billy's. And, of course, there's a huge 800-pound precedent-wrecking elephant in the room. It is the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But I do have a fine guest, and it's his district. I'm here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the 3rd CD, and we precede the Big Dim Convention. I've been here since Wednesday, but I got a fine state senator turned U.S. congressional candidate, Brad Paff. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Tell me I said the name right.
You did, Mike.
Wait, I'm not quite hearing you, Brad.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm not sure why we're not hearing Brad.
Well, can you hear me now, Mike?
No, let's turn this microphone. How about one more time, sir?
Well, I hope that everybody...
Nope, I'm sorry. Brad, bear with me just...
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm here in La Crosse. I got a fine guest at the table. He is Brad Paff. He is a state senator. He is a current U.S. congressional candidate. Brad running in the 3rd CD. But first, you got to win a primary.
And I sure do.
Obviously, some big breaking news today. Got to start. Roe v. Wade, what's your reaction, sir?
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's absolutely awful. The thing is this is going to impact women and families throughout this country, particularly in our rural areas, but all over. The thing is this is a tremendous setback. Never before in the history of our country have we seen it where we've got rights taken away, constitutional rights being taken away from our people. I think that is absolutely wrong. I'm extremely disappointed in this. I have spoken up over and over in regards to this. I think we need to do the following things here in the state of Wisconsin. Number one, we need to codify into state law Roe v. Wade. Codify this into our state law. Second of all, we need to make sure that we provide additional funds for reproductive health care here in Wisconsin for family planning to make sure that we have our families have the resources that they need going forward here. But this is just extremely disappointed. I just can't tell you. It was a real gut punch. And it's just something that I don't think anybody wins in this regard.
Well, Brad, there was a special session. There was an opportunity for Republicans to adopt or at least take up the conversation. And I understand ideologically there's quote-unquote pro-life Republicans. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to allow this archaic 1849 state law, I mean, effectively, abortion's illegal in the state
it sure
of Wisconsin
is.
Right,
I mean,
now.
Think about it. 1849 is 12 years before the beginning of the Civil War. In 1849, Zachary Taylor, fresh from the Mexican-American War campaign, came back and got elected President of the United States. 1849, 70 years before women had the right to vote. Our state today, as a result of the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature, it only took them 13 seconds to gavel in and gavel out, as a result of the Supreme Court ruling today and the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature didn't move on Wednesday, we have gone back 173 years from 2022 to 1849. This isn't right. We can do better. I'm just absolutely frustrated by this. You know, I called on the governor. I was the first state legislature to call on the governor to go, have us go into special session. I'm proud and appreciative that the governor took up my call for action, but we can't stop. We have to get back and do our job in the state legislature right now. The Supreme Court has stated, Mike, they made it clear, it's now up to each an individual state. Well, let's get to work. Codify Roe v. Wade into state law right now. Make sure that we have the dollars that are available for our reproductive health clinics. Make sure that we've got dollars that are available for family planning services. Make sure that we continue to work with, you know, our religious organizations and churches. Make sure that we continue to reach out to adoption services. But most importantly, let's make sure that we provide the privacy rights for our women in this state.
Folks, you're listening to The Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country.
Yes, it is.
And we're at Buzzard Billy's. We got a fine guest at the table. He is State Senator Brad Pfaff. He is running for Congress in the 3rd CD. Brad, I know it's a big issue in Roe, but I got to ask you about your potential congressional opponent, Republican nominee by default, Derek Van Orden.
Yeah, he's an insurrectionist.
You go. Yes, an insurrectionist.
Yeah, I mean, this... I mean, he's very clear. I mean, he was in Washington, D.C. in a restricted area on January 6th. He was on the Capitol steps. January 6th, that shameful, awful, deadly day. And on top of that, last June, he huffed and puffed and marched into a public library in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and he harassed a teenage librarian aide over a book display regarding Gay Pride Month. And speaking of books... He's an author. If you didn't know, he wrote a book, and within this book that he wrote, he bragged about sexually harassing two female nurses. And then to top that off, Mike, last fall, he tried to get on an airplane for a domestic flight out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with a loaded handgun. Well, think about that. I mean, just think about that. And now he's... essentially the nominee for a major political party for the United States House of Representatives.
Well, Brad, and I don't mean to contradict you, sir, but if he got to Cedar Rapids with a loaded firearm, how did he get there if he didn't fly to Cedar Rapids? I mean, wasn't he on the return end of a round trip?
Well, so he lives in Prairie du Chien, which is in the southern part on the Iowa border. And I'm not sure
you don't have to defend him. My only question is, did he fly both ways and only get caught once?
And get caught once. That's exactly right. I don't have the answer to that. All I'm saying is this, is I believe that this race is based upon who has the temperament, who has the judgment, and who has the character in order to serve in Congress. And I believe that what we just described disqualifies him from serving in Congress.
You've had a fine representative here, Ron Kind, for years and years and years. And I've known Ron, and he's still got a damn fine head of hair. But
yes,
Ron, Ron's done. Ron is not seeking re-election.
Okay.
And Ron obviously leaves here in the 3rd CD a very swingy district.
Very much.
And Trump won on the presidential side, but obviously Ron Kind still held in this perhaps swing or ticket-splitting district. So... my question for you, Brad, is your former boss gave you the endorsement.
Yep.
Do you think you are the right guy to carry the mantle onwards for Ron?
Well, the key about this congressional district is you have to focus on these specific needs of this congressional district. These are hardworking, independent people. This is predominantly a rural district. While we have the city of La Crosse and city of Eau Claire and the city of Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids, it is predominantly rural. And as a result of that, you have to focus on those local community needs. My family's been in this area since the mid-1800s. I've spent my entire professional life working for the people of this district. They know me. I know them. I am confident come November we will be elected and we will continue to serve the people of the state of Wisconsin, the United States House of Representatives, in a manner that brings dignity, brings respect, and will always focus on the specific needs of this district.
Brad, if people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved?
www.bradpaff.com. Please go check it out. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. We're doing everything we possibly can on social media.
And a convention speech tomorrow night.
We are at right around 6 o'clock in beautiful downtown La Crosse. People, come on over here. This is God's country.
It certainly is. Brad Paff, he is a candidate for Congress. He's a state senator. He's from La Crosse. That's where we're broadcasting from. Come back more.